Also, just as an aside, there's a lot of other title people in the room here, and one of the things that we really pushed out to our agents and to our direct operations was that these rates were going to go into effect for closings that were on our after September 1st of 2019. That meant when we provided rates to lenders for the closing disclosure form, when we created the closing disclosure forms ourselves, we had to make sure that our software systems had all these new rates in the system and that we were providing it to you, the lender. Now, if you as a lender do prepare the closing disclosure forms yourselves, if you, oh, I gotta start over now. Hi, I'm Lisa with Fidelity. Good to see, no, just kidding. Welcome to the class.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. So make sure, if you do the closing disclosure forms yourself, make sure that you have the most current rates in your system as a lender. Make sure that you are using the right rates so that you're giving your customer the benefit of the lowering of the rates by 4.9%. Now, I want you to note something here. On the left-hand side is the old rate chart prior to September 1st of this year. On the right, it's the first part of the new rate chart. If you'll notice, the lowest rate that used to be on the old rate chart was $10,000, and the basic premium rate was $238. Well, they changed that, as you can see, so that the lowest rate shown on the chart is $25,000 with a minimum basic rate of $328. And that was sort of to modernize or update things because, you know, there really aren't that many transactions that we're asked to insure that are less than $25,000. And frankly, the deals that we do that we do close and insure that are up to $25,000 take just as much work as anything above that amount, right? And in many cases, it's a lot more work. So $328 was deemed, I think, to be a fair rate to charge for any transaction that was going to be insured for less than $25,000. Also, just as a reminder to you not in our industry, we're an all-inclusive rate state. So the rate we charge, $328, for example, it covers the exam, the search, the exam, the commitment preparation, the policy preparation, the payment of the overhead, the payment of salaries. So that's where our revenue comes from in the title industry. So again, $328 for anything, a policy $25,000 or less, is a way that title company can, you know, make enough on that transaction to go forward. So, all right. I had a law school professor that always used to say, as I said before, I never repeat myself. I finally get that. So I said this before, but I'm going to repeat myself. So again, the lowest amount on the rate chart, the lowest dollar amount is $25,000, and the minimum rate associated with that is $328. Why is that important? Well, because there are other rules in our basic manual that refer to the basic premium rate. So when you're considering some of those other rates, you have to think about what our new minimum basic rate is. So first, for example, rate rule R11 says that for an assignment of mortgage endorsement, the charge for that endorsement is the minimum basic rate. That used to be $238, now it's $328. So again, we need to make sure that our systems are updated so that if you're doing one of these endorsements and it's going to be shown in a closing disclosure form, you're using the right rate. Similarly, R13, if you are insuring a transaction when a builder is building a home, a spec home, the interim construction binder can be issued. And again, the rate rule R13 says that the charge for that binder is the minimum basic rate, which is now $328. Y'all get the idea here? Give you a couple more examples. Rate rule R20 has a sort of complicated calculation, but part of that calculation includes a reference to the minimum basic rate, $328 now. And then one other one I'm gonna talk about more in just a minute, but rate rule R8. R8, if you are a lender who loans money for refinance transactions, R8 is basically our refi rate in Texas, our refinance rate. If we've issued a loan policy previously, or a title underwriter has issued a loan policy previously, and then the borrower comes in to refinance that loan, we give them sort of a discount rate or a discount on their refinance. We have a rate chart that sort of calculates that, which again, I'm going to show you in a minute. But as you can see in this rule that's circled in red here, the premium for the new loan policy is the basic premium rate less the credit, but not less than the minimum basic premium. So that means there'll never be a refi policy, loan policy issued for less than $328. So again, I'll get off showing you those. But I mean, again, there are several rate rules that refer to the minimum rate. So again, if you have your own system, your own list of costs for endorsements and policies and things such as that, you need to make sure you've updated every single instance where there's a reference to the basic minimum rate. What else? Okay, so we also now have a couple new rate tiers in our basic manual for title premiums. So prior to September 1st, 2019, basically our rate structure went in such a way as every policy issued for $25 million or more, we like those type of transactions, but everyone that was over that amount was priced at the same rate. Well, basically the new rate rules have three separate tiers now. Sorry, this gets me choked up every time. Sorry. Three separate rate tiers. Now we have a rate tier for policies issued in the amount of $25 million to $50 million, $50 to $100, and more than $100. And again, it's sort of a complicated little calculation. But if you look at column three, the multiply by column, you can see as you go up each separate tier, the multiplier is a smaller amount. 0.00152, 138, 124, you see what I mean? So as the dollar amount of the policy gets higher, they get a little bit more of a discount on each one of those. Does that make sense? So again, I think that was one of the gentlemen who pushed for the legislation that would allow others to ask for a rate hearing was wanting something like this, I believe, and so he got this as well. So again, the higher the dollar policy is, the lower or discounted the rate will be.